This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Podcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect here in lovely Houston, Texas. And speaking of lovely, look who is here in the studio lounge, Mr. Jack Smith.
I've never been described as lovely, but I'll take it.
Now you are, sir. Now you are.
That's fantastic.
I'm just kidding. No, always happy to have you here.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you very much for having us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for being here, Mike.
Oh my gosh.
Really appreciate it.
Thanks for the invite. This is awesome.
No, it's been an exciting conference so far. I mean, I think the tracks are going really well.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seems to be getting a lot out of it, which
mm-hmm.
is, this is really an educational conference.
Yep.
So we're extremely excited. You know, I hope the vendors are having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
That I haven't really got to check
out. Well, I see
yet.
Them. They're across the hallway there. I see lots of people going in and out, so I think they're pretty happy campers in there.
Good. Yeah. But no, we are very excited. This is really our first involvement in this conference,
mm-hmm.
and it was really to try to promote the NCU iSound.
Yeah.
So I'm hopeful that what the outcome of this is that more people realize this is a very valuable nonprofit for the credit union
mm-hmm.
space that helps with cybersecurity.
No doubt.
And really gives you a lot of good information. So that is really the goal for us of this
mm-hmm.
conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hopeful that that's what's happening, and that's what I'm hearing is happening, and all the people that I'm talking to, but I'm hopeful that it continues and we grow the conference over time.
Well, I think so, because this is kind of a 3 years in the making, basically, because called COVID kind of put a little hiccup in the plans, right?
For sure. All the starts and stops we've had, it's been crazy. I mean, we tried to get this thing off the ground for 3 years, and to finally actually have a conference, that's what everyone kept saying, is like, this is real, we're actually really
I know,
here.
I know.
And, you know, the keynote speaker we had yesterday, which was Steve Sokup from
mm-hmm.
Defense Storm.
Yep.
I mean, he was teasing me yesterday. He's like, I never thought this was going to happen. You guys had booked me 3 years ago. You know, it's like, it's so there was a lot of joking, but a lot of anticipation, and I think it seems to be going well. And
mm-hmm.
to get people in Houston in the summer, that's quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it's kind of hot here, and I'm sure people are like, oh, but we're trying to keep everyone inside in the AC. And then hopefully next year we'll pick a venue that's maybe a little cooler in the summer.
Yeah, no worries.
But
no,
loving
it.
But
no.
loving it. Hopefully everyone's enjoying the Galleria area. There's a lot of restaurants. There's a lot to do around here. So
mm-hmm.
I think we picked a good venue. I think that that things are going
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I'm very excited.
Well, I was going to ask you, I mean, I think you answered all five of my questions in that one response, Jack. So you're very efficient.
I had a lot of coffee this morning.
So let me just share with me, I mean, because you talked about Steve Sokup's keynote yesterday. Any other highlights that you want to point
out?
Wow,
I mean, so far,
yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the conversations, we actually did a panel conversation with some credit union executives and talked about really what are the emerging technologies, but also some of the challenges that they're having.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, I think, very insightful. I had people come up after that conversation, and I wasn't the one giving the good information. It was the executives on the panel.
Yeah.
But because that's what we want, actionable things you can take back.
Right.
And you hear something from somebody else, and that's why, you know how credit unions are. The collaboration is
mm-hmm.
phenomenal. And so to have that and that openness where we talk about the challenges and the things that are
mm-hmm.
going well for us, and then having those little conversations on the side
mm-hmm.
and people helping people, and that's exactly what seems to happen.
Was that the
conference.
One with Libby Calderon and Jim Daly? And
yes.
I can't remember the other.
It was Mike Nordstrom and Rod Washington.
Yeah.
And yes, it was. It was great because all four of them, I mean, Libby's obviously been a CEO of a credit union.
Yep.
She's a CEO of a CUSO. And then the other three, the two are CIOs and one is a former CIO of a bank and a credit union.
Oh,
so
yeah.
having all of that and then being able to talk about the challenges, because one of the big things that we see out there, and this is what we've been trying to solve, and I think it's happening across the board now,
mm-hmm.
is aligning your actual business objectives and IT together, right? And that does mean risk, that does mean security.
Mm-hmm.
And we've walked into credit unions where they've got a great plan from a risk perspective,
right?
Incident response, but maybe IT doesn't even really know about it because maybe it was built for an audit function or, you know, and so making sure everyone's aligned and understands their roles and responsibilities is critical when you're
mm-hmm.
talking about security
mm-hmm.
and risk.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was a good focus for us yesterday around how do you bring everything from risk to IT
mm-hmm.
together? How
mm-hmm.
do these things intersect, right?
Yeah.
And that's really what the conference is all about.
Well, and the thing that I'm getting from this conference, and I've spoken to a number of people, these I've never seen a lot of these people before. Some of the folks that look familiar, there's familiar faces for sure, but most of them I've never seen before, which is a really good thing because it kind of opens my eyes up to different subject matter, obviously, you know, IT security, compliance, risk management, et cetera, et cetera. So I think it's a really good thing for a lot of people to kind of network with new faces and learn more stuff. So instead of it's great to see familiar faces, obviously, but to see new faces and learn what they're doing and how they can benefit Creighton's as well. A lot of, you're talking about the exhibit hall in there. So a lot of those companies that I've never seen before. So it's really cool to get to know them as well and what they can offer.
I love that you say that because one of the things we tried to do was bring unique vendors to the conference,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
People that you just don't normally see.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got, you know, you've got ConnectWise, you've got a risk management organization, mm-hmm. You've got, I think it's Acuity, you've got, I mean, it's interesting. You got AWS. You have Amazon
Web
right Services here.
I know.
Right?
Like, whoa! Hey,
we brought CDW.
Where's my package?
We brought CDW. We brought our Ingram Micro. We brought
Observe ID. I think is on the point. We're going to talk to them a little bit. So
it's an interesting mix because there's so many different challenges,
mm-hmm.
and I think that to your point, a lot of the conferences focus on LOS, or you know, we see the same. I don't want to say technology companies because the fintechs are phenomenal, but you see a lot of the same faces,
sure.
to your point.
Sure.
And you and I see each other a lot at conferences.
We do.
And so it is cool when you can bring in new vendors to mm-hmm. the space to help the space,
mm-hmm.
right? And that's what we're trying to facilitate.
And it's great for them too.
For sure.
Because they get a new audience.
Well, yeah. I mean, using Amazon as an example, one of the things that they told us is like, look, we really want to help financial institutions, but we just don't know. Right?
Huh.
We don't really have that knowledge base
from
an organizational standpoint.
Right.
So bringing them in and getting them familiar and making mm-hmm. them understand, and then mm-hmm. us trying to work with them to actually develop architect solutions for financial institutions, because security is the biggest reason why FIs aren't in the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how do we fix that?
Yeah.
How do we make sure that's being addressed?
Yeah. And you guys are addressing it here. So I think based on what I've seen so far and then the start and stop over the last 3 years, I think this is just the beginning for you guys for this conference. I really think it's going to take off. The subject matter is off the charts.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful because it's all the hot points that are being touched at a credit union, you know? So, and they need to be looked after on a daily basis almost. So
100%. You heard it yesterday, right? Like we used to just do, we've got that taken care of and then you forget about it. It's in a plan and you set it aside.
Right.
I think you've heard repeatedly that doesn't work anymore. Mm-hmm. Like you have to test, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, and I even said this yesterday on our panel, look, IT only has to be wrong once.
Mm-hmm.
You only have to make one mistake.
Yep.
And trust me, we do, right? I mean, the sad part and the good part, and I was talking to someone about baseball, and I love baseball, and I'm like, you know, in baseball, if you're hitting 300, which means you failed 7 times out of 10,
mm-hmm.
you're really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're getting the Hall of Fame.
You're getting in the Hall of Fame. And I said, in IT, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And so you have to almost bat 1,000 in IT.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you bat 900, that's not good enough.
Right. And the fraudster can bat one for...
They can bat one for 1,000.
Because
all they have to do is be right one time.
Right. And we can't be wrong once.
Not once. And so understanding that dynamic mm-hmm. that's really changed is crucial.
Yeah.
And we both heard Jim talk about this, Stickley.
Yeah.
He's phenomenal about this. But this, he's right, right? Like, if you really knew how scary it is, you'd never go to bed. Like,
you could not.
So there's almost this thought process. I think someone said this yesterday. You have, 9 million attacks an hour on your credit union?
9 million?
9 million.
Oh,
because you have all these, they threw up a threat vector thing, and they were showing you have nation states, you have individuals, you have just pounding. And it all they need's one.
Yeah.
One to get in.
Oh, and the other thing, I can't remember who I spoke with yesterday, is like when a fraudster gets into your, when they get into your credit union, you probably won't know about it for an average of 70 days. So it's a couple of months. They're sitting there hunting around, checking things out.
They're looking for everything, trying to find anything.
Before they do anything.
That's correct.
Right.
The smart ones, right?
Right.
The ones that are really smart, they know if they get in and they sit,
mm-hmm.
then they can get what they need.
Right.
Because they're not, but... The good news is there's a lot of people using some really good services
mm-hmm.
now and things to help them with this. Because here's the biggest issue, I think, in our world, in the credit union world, is you just don't have the staff. And so you have to mitigate it through your vendors. Mm-hmm. I mean, somehow, mm-hmm. some way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so I think that is what we are also talking about a lot, is how do you bring together a holistic approach to risk and security from a cyber standpoint and make sure that it's a that you really feel comfortable with what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really impressed with Adlumin. I'm really impressed with Defense Storm.
Who told me about that yesterday?
Yes, Adlumin and Defense Storm, I mean, I think they're competitors, which is why I brought both of them up, because I actually think both of them are phenomenal what they do.
Sure.
And so it's really about what fits your credit union, mm-hmm. what fits your institution, and how do you want to use their tools,
mm-hmm.
because they're both phenomenal.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm excited about, since we're vendor neutral, right? That's what we get to be in the space. It's great, because we don't resell anybody's products. So we get to evaluate these products for the credit unions and say, hey, you can't go wrong here, right? And so that's what we love, is that we're just trying to make sure everybody gets the solution that fits their business objectives, mm-hmm. and what they need for their credit union.
Indeed. So. Well said, sir. Well said. So what's next?
Wow. What's next?
Yeah.
I hope that this conference continues to grow. You know, I hope that
and
I really hope that we add some more tracks even.
Mm-hmm.
Like I love the intersection, but what are we missing?
Yeah.
So that's what's next for me, is to go back and reflect and try to figure out what we didn't do well or what we could do better, and make sure that we're bringing that education to the forefront, mm-hmm. for the space. I mean, mm-hmm. that's really, because what I've learned over the last 6 years and is so phenomenal to me about credit unions, and then realizing how most people just don't know. I've been on a plane with a kid before, right? Just some 25-year-old child. I mean, I say kid, they're not a kid. But and they're talking to me and they say, what do you do? And I, you know, oh, I do IT for credit unions. And I'm like, credit unions?
What's that?
What's the difference between, you mean banks? And I'm like, no. And then when I explain, by the time we get off the, I've had this happen to me like 5 or 6 times on flights. By the time we get off the plane, they're ready to go sign up at a credit
union. Really?
Wow. Because when I explain to them, you're a member. This is, and they are going to work with you, and they're going to want to help you. They're not going to be there to try to, yes, they're going to make some money, but that's not the primary driver for a credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And when they realize there's a huge difference, they love it. And mm-hmm. but why doesn't anyone know that? You know, I'm an old guy.
I hear you.
You know what I mean? And so you sit there and you're like, man, we have done a horrible job of really explaining what we do.
Yeah.
And so I love my credit union that we've got going on right now across the country. I think that's huge.
It's like July 29th or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for that day, because I hope we all, you, me, everyone we know,
I'll be there.
Really pushes that out and mm-hmm. gets people excited about credit unions.
Agreed.
Because I think millennials and the younger generations, Generation Z like my children,
mm-hmm.
I think they'll gravitate to it.
Oh yeah, I've heard the younger generations really gravitate toward mission-driven organizations, which credit unions
are. That's all credit unions are.
Exactly, that's their
wheelhouse. The original one.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right.
So. All right, Jack. Well, I'm going to let you get going. I know you got a busy morning, so thank you so much. Anything else to add? To wrap
no, just thank you very much again for being here, and we really appreciate it. And,
I'm honored to be here.
And please, if you are looking for a conference next year, look at Intersect.
This
we would
one,
love
right
to
here.
Have you.
Yeah, go to CUintersect.com to get all the information, get all the details, and then contact information is on there, and hit them up. You can join in on the fun in 2023 as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. All right, Jack. Well done, sir.
Take care.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.